a really warm evening for April, or for early April, with more forecasts, I think, for the next few days, getting pretty hot and sunny. I think my aspirations for a deluge to top up the water butts is looking less and less likely all the time. But I can't really feel like I'm complaining about it right now, watching the sun glancing through the trees and lighting up a billion insects just floating about on the breeze or bombing past with a mission. I've seen a butterfly, bees, and tons of these tiny little midgy flies, tiny little things, all out enjoying the really warm air this evening. It's good news for some seedlings that have potted on this afternoon in the garden, so the nighttime temperatures are staying pretty reasonable. Still cool, but no chance of frost, it seems, at the moment. But then with daytime temperatures skyrocketing, so actually that it may be a bit stressful for some plants, but I've got seedlings like leeks and Chinese greens and other brassicas. They'll all be pretty tolerant to those kind of low temperatures at night, at least. And as long as we keep them fairly sheltered during the day, they'll be all right then too, with the higher temperatures. There's some real strength in that sun still, even at this point in the evening. It's gone 5:30. It still feels really strong on the skin to break out the sun cream. I'm looking at a willow down on a neighbour's plot, and there's a real distinct difference between the south side and the north side of the tree. The south side's all full of leaves and new growth, and the north side is looking decidedly bare by comparison. There's still a lot of trees without any leaves on. It's still pretty spindly around and about. There's some ash trees here. They'd definitely be very much the last interleaf. I'll just leave you with the late evening's bird song and some bit of busy human activity in the background.